This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Mark Hanf is off today. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is science.
She blinded
me with science. Remember that?
Who's saying that?
Darn it. It was from that movie, like Weird Science or one of those.
Thomas Dolby.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. That's right. Okay. And our special guest is Dane Moeller, a mortgage broker from Primary Residential.
Primary Residential Mortgage. I'm doing great.
That's it. Good.
Good to be here.
Dane, where's Primary Residential Mortgage located?
We're here in San Rafael, California, downtown. We also have an office in San Francisco, and the company has about 240 offices around the country.
Wow. Okay. Excellent.
Good. Well, all right. Well, we have some questions we want to ask you because you're the mortgage expert. So why would someone use your company rather than like one of the bigger banks that we all know and love?
That's a great question. I mean, obviously, everybody's got a checking account somewhere and they walk in the door and there's an advertisement for mortgage. So why not just go to the teller and take out $1 million? You know? The real answer is that a big company like that, generally, you're going to be a number in their system. You know, they're going to put you in a big processing center somewhere in the country, if you're lucky, maybe out of the country. And if you have an issue, you don't have someone who's there to solve it for you.
How often do you find that people do have issues?
Well, you know, oftentimes people come in and they have perfect credit, perfect income, everything's great, but then the property has an issue. You know, maybe there's something on title, you know. Mm-hmm. Does Wells Fargo know what to do with a pace lien in California? I don't know, you know. So
that's with the solar.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So there's, you know, there's lots of things that can happen even outside someone's individual qualifications that you need an expert holding your hand. And, you know, if this is the largest investment in your life, which it is for most people who are buying a home, you know, it's not, you know, your checking account and withdrawing $20 or depositing your paycheck.
Do you have a lot of first-time home buyers?
We do. And that's actually another thing that we really specialize in. The educational piece is something I really enjoy. Teaching people about the process as much as they want to know. I can talk mortgages all day long. So, you know, if people want to spend 12 hours talking about a loan, I probably could do that. But I could also just let people know what they want to know, give them the options of different down payment percentages, different programs, pros and cons of each, and really try to come up with a tailored solution so that they're putting down the right amount, not just the most they can afford. And they're picking the right program. Maybe that is a 30-year fix, but maybe it's not. Maybe based on their time horizon, it's an ARM or a shorter term or something like that. And going into stuff like FHA or VA and, you know, other programs that they may not quite understand as a first-time home buyer, that we can guide them as to if that's the right thing for them.
Plus, maybe your crystal ball is better than the regular banks.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, I mean, I'd like to think so. I'm kind of like the weatherman. I can predict rates probably about 2/3 of the time.
Well, mortgage brokers, they're usually somebody local who knows the area and the marketplace, right? So there's a lot of value in understanding the local market.
That is big. And a lot of times realtors on the listing side will look at a pre-approval letter, and if it's from Quicken in Detroit, they're like, yeah, how pre-approved are you really?
Yeah. That's interesting.
Where, you know, I know most of the realtors in the area here, and, you know, they see my name and Primary Residential on there, and they say, all right, you know, if Primary is saying this is going to work, it's going to work.
And are you guys mortgage bankers or mortgage brokers?
So we're mortgage bankers.
Okay.
We do have the ability to broker, and we do broker probably 2-3% of our loans here locally out of our offices, but mainly everything we do is bank, meaning that we're the ones lending the money. And the advantage there is that you have the same process every time. So same processors, same underwriters, same funders. We put it on the conveyor belt and it kind of comes out the other side, where a broker is going to be looking around at lots of different banks. And then they're going to go use that bank's process, and they may have to figure that out for the first time or the second time. And if they have a rush situation, they're calling another company to say, hey, can you prioritize this file? Where if I have a rush situation, I'm emailing my underwriter and saying, hey, this needs to be the next loan for you to work on. They have contingencies up tomorrow.
What's the fastest that you can fund a loan generally? 12
days.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
fast.
Fast.
There are there are some legally required time frames.
Yeah, 3-day rescission.
There's only rescission on a refinance, but there's the initial application, there's a wait period. There's also a closing disclosure wait period. So there's some legal challenges to going faster than that, but we can go in about 12 days.
All I remember is 12 days.
Yeah exactly.
same on our end with private money. You know, we closed the loan in 5 days or 3 days, and that's all they remember. Hey, yeah. I thought you guys did everything in 3 days. No.
I want to do loans in 12 days. That's the fastest we can do.
Right, absolutely.
Well, it's funny because, you know, Pacific Private Money, you guys can work fast, and usually it's a big advantage compared to, you know, a regular bank that takes maybe 45 or 60 days to do a loan. And now you guys are starting to get into a little bit kind of close to the same space.
Well, in our world, we're plan B for mortgage bankers, mortgage brokers, conventional lenders. And so by its very nature, people come to us at the 11th hour, and typically we're under some closing deadline. So we have to be able to respond quickly.
Yeah, and we're happy to pay off private lenders like yourself after the fact. So we can say, you know, if you need to close that quickly, call somebody who can do it, and then come back around, and we'll take our time, and we'll get you something for the long term.
Yeah, exactly. We're essentially really babysitting that borrower for a short period of time, and really the exit though is refinance, and hopefully it's in less than a year, like most of the loans we do. Okay. So,
all right, guys, it goes fast. We're going to cut to our first commercial break here. Let's see. We are talking science. And Dane, I forgot to mention that if you know the answer, don't say anything until we come back from break. We want to give the audience a chance. Here is our first science question. What is the common term for nitrous oxide? What is the common term for that? Call 888-912-1190. Be the first to call, and you're going to get that tanning certificate, which is worth $100. What is the common term for nitrous oxide? I want to make a quick mention here. It's hornblower season time. And if you're listening to this commercial, you got just a couple of weeks before Labor Day. Why not enjoy it on the bay? Hornblower yachts. We've been there on it a few times before. Fantastic time. You ever been on the Hornblower?
It's a great time.
See, he's another happy customer. All right, stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money and our special guest, Dane Moeller. First trivia question was, what is the common term for nitrous oxide?
Laughing gas?
Yeah. That is correct. Very good.
Yeah.
How many times, right. have you done that?
I can't. You know what? I don't think I've ever had
nitrous oxide
for any dental procedure. Or
no, just for fun.
Oh, no.
I'm just teasing you. All right. Off the air, you were asking about VA, so go ahead.
Yeah, Dane, you were mentioning earlier that some of the different types of loans that you do or that people can get are VA loans. And, you know, I was just talking to a couple of prospective investors earlier this week, and they said that their son-in-law got a VA loan. And compared to when these investors first looked at VA loans, it seemed like the process was so much faster and more efficient. And we talked about whether or not that's something to do with the VA itself, the Veterans Administration and their process, or is it the actual bank that's lending the money? Could you delineate that?
So the VA is the insurer of loans. They provide us the lender documentation during the loan to make sure that we meet their requirements. And then we're going to go ahead and do the loan within our own process and after the fact get insurance from them. So it really comes down to the bank knowing how to process the VA's paperwork. Because we don't need the VA to issue a loan. And VA loans are great. They'll offer up to 100% financing for veterans and doesn't need to be active. You could be reserve. They will allow higher debt to incomes than other loans. So somebody who may not qualify for a home under an FHA or conventional loan can get a VA loan.
It's almost worth joining the Army just for that.
Yeah, it might be. Now, one thing to keep in mind with VA loans is traditionally they have allowed up to 100% of the home's value as a cash out loan. But Ginnie Mae, who controls the pools, is changing their rules, and those are going away. So only up to 90%.
That's a little dangerous, you know.
If you want to go 100% cash on your home, do it right now if you're a veteran, because it's going away very soon.
What's it going to go?
Yeah, 90. It's going to go to 90. Which
that's still a lot.
It's still a lot. The FHA just went from 85 to 80. They've been 85 forever. Conventional loans actually went up to 85. So, you know, VA was better than everybody else, but you're going to lose that last 10% on any cash out VA loan.
And what was it? FHA is 3% down?
3.5% down. They'll do 3.5% down. Conventional, we can actually do 3% down now, as long as you're a conforming loan.
But you still have to do your ratios and ability to repay. So it's not just the down payment of, hey, good news, 3%.
Right.
I mean, if you can't afford that monthly payment, then...
Isn't 43% the cap?
So that is the cap, but there is an exclusion for what are called qualified mortgages, and those are mortgages that meet Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or the FHA, or the VA's requirements, which is going to be a majority of the loans out there. Now, that is set to sunset in about a year and a half or so, and it will potentially go down to 43 for everybody. But right now, you can go up to about 50 on conventional, 55 on FHA, and even higher on VA. But may go away.
In theory, then, that'll help Pacific Private Money.
If they go down to 43 across the board, then that's going to eliminate a number of people from being able to get conventional loans.
And people have asked, what percentage is in that 43 to 50 range or 55? And it is actually a large percentage, especially first-time home buyers.
Wow.
Oftentimes people have income that we're not able to use in that calculation. So somebody might have a side job, they've only had it a year, we can't use that income or something else. Or they have a family member who's contributing, but maybe they can't be on a loan due to credit. So, it may not be an accurate picture of the total income on debts of the home. But for mortgages, if we do lose that exclusion, it is going to push more people into the private money, whether it's through somebody like yourself or into the jumbo non-QM space, which is really expanding right now.
Okay. You know, I have a question. We're seeing more and more people, you just mentioned side jobs or secondary income. I mean, there's a lot of people who are in these, quote, gig economy. Are any of those getting home loans? Or it seems like by its nature,
sorry,
gig economy is like...
What kind of economy?
Gig economy, like side hustle, like doing, driving for Uber and also...
Uber and Lyft.
Yeah, and Lyft and doing a lot of...
TaskRabbit.
Yeah, a lot of jobs that
I've heard of that.
Where you're kind of independent, you can sign up for them, you can work with them, and you can choose a lot of different types of jobs, but they're not necessarily, I mean, Uber or Lyft is definitely full-time, but there's a lot of smaller jobs that people cobble together and make a living out
of it. Yeah, I mean, you know, generally those jobs are the hours you want to work. And as long as the income is declared on the tax returns, we treat it like any other self-employment. And we've certainly done loans for people who drive Uber and Lyft. Generally, I find the hours they put in doesn't reflect as much income as you'd hope for them.
Right.
But we do loans for people. And oftentimes it is a second job or a side job.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't Uber give a 1099?
They do.
Okay. I mean, so you can't really do too much cheating on your tax return.
I mean, there's that component. I'm just wondering if you can do enough side jobs like that to actually make a living.
Well, there's 24 hours in a day. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you can, and it all depends on what kind of house you're buying and how much, you know. Are you buying in Millionaire Row in San Francisco? Yeah. Probably not.
Probably not.
But,
well, that's why I asked Nam. I go, what does 24/7 mean to you?
That's right.
But he has to do the radio show, so he has to take some time off to do this.
Yeah. Then I got to go back to my Uber.
Your Uber fun job.
Yes.
That's right. So, Dane, what are the biggest misconceptions on mortgages these days?
Well, the biggest one, and this is huge right now, is that the Federal Reserve rate correlates to mortgage rates. And, you know, right now with the most recent drop, there's tons of advertisements out there. There's tons of people calling me saying, hey, the Fed dropped their rates. Are mortgage rates down 0.25% too? And mortgage rates are down. And in fact, they're fantastic right now. But it almost has nothing to do with the Federal Reserve drop.
And Mark's mentioned that on the show before.
Yeah, a number of times.
It's kind of a pet peeve of mine because I have customers now who are like, well, I want to wait till September, see what the Fed does. And you know what? The mortgage-backed security market, just like the stock market, already knows what the Fed's going to do to a reasonable doubt. And it's already baked into the interest rates. It's why we're seeing the best rates in the last 3 years because of what the overall economy is looking like. And the Fed is really reacting to that, not necessarily setting it.
Interesting.
Good point.
Yeah, rates are pretty incredible right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, hear a lot of our conventional lenders, they're just buried with refis and some new purchase activity. So,
you know, we're seeing 3-year lows right now, and 3 years ago was very good, not much off the very best interest rates. So 30-year fix for your best qualified people are approaching the mid 3% again, which, I mean, that's, you know, there's no such thing as free money, but that's getting pretty close.
What are the points, fees?
That's no points.
No points?
Yeah. So you're
obviously you guys got to make money. How do you make your money?
Yeah. So a bank like mine, the business model is to create loans that then are either serviced or sold. So the servicing, obviously, we're going to make money on the interest that's collected. And the selling of a loan, you're going to sell the loan for a little bit more than you lent out yourself.
I mean, if you're charging the borrower 3.5%, how much can you borrow the money at yourself?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. It's not necessarily what we would borrow the money for, because we're going to borrow on what are called warehouse lines, which is basically just a big line of credit. It's more that if I gave you a loan for $500,000, I could turn around and sell it to somebody else for $505,000 because they're going to collect the interest on your loan over a certain number of years.
But so, there's no prepayment penalty, though.
No, and that's a big deal right now, and why mortgage rates are not as low as you would imagine looking at the treasuries, because prepayment speeds, the speed that people are paying off their mortgages is really scary. People out there who make money collecting interest on mortgages. I mean,
really?
Can you imagine?
Okay.
Can you imagine rates are 3.5% and all of a sudden you bought all these loans and you paid a premium and oh my God, the money's just coming in and you don't want that money.
I just can't see who would pay a premium for a loan that's paying 3.5%.
Yeah.
But you know, everyone looks at what's going on in, you know, the bank. You can put your money at 1% or even 2%.
I mean, you look at a 30-year treasury bond, it's less than 2% now.
Woo-hoo!
So, you know, you're going to go give you 3.5%?
We had Gary Schlossberg last week, Wells Fargo's chief economist, and we were talking about negative yields overseas.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having to pay a bank to keep your money? Yeah, I'd put it under a mattress. You're
How about
off.
A negative mortgage? They're talking about those in Europe now, they will pay you to take out a mortgage, and it's actually happened.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Really?
How many houses can I buy?
Yeah.
We're done. Okay. Second trivia question is, what constellation is represented by scales? So you have to know your signs of the zodiac for this one. This is, I guess, a science question because we're talking constellations here. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. What constellation is represented by scales? Do you understand? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Invest. Hey, by the way, before we cut out, how do people get a hold of you, Dane?
Give me a call. It's best, 415-870-2752, or you can always drop me an email at DMOLER. That's DMOLER at primeres.com, PRIMERES as in Sam.com.
Very good. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and our special guest, Dane Moeller. Second trivia question, what constellation is represented by scales?
Virgo?
No.
No.
You already guessed it before at the break.
Libra.
Libra. Yeah, my dad was a Libra. That's why I remember that one. Okay, Dane.
Thanks for the answer, Dane.
You're welcome.
That's right. Creative finance. You have a little note here. Creative financing is back in the mortgage world to some degree. What sort of options are available? What do you see?
Yeah. Well, we don't want to steal anybody from Pacific Private Money, but the options are coming out here. And he mentioned non-QM earlier. It's a technical term. The government has decided what's a qualified mortgage, which is something that gets extra special at protection as a lender, but we have new loans in the non-QM space, and these allow people in general to qualify with alternative income. The biggest things these days is bank statement qualification. So someone who's self-employed, they really don't do the tax returns. You know, they don't put the income on there. Or they have lots of write-offs. They write off their cell phone and their car and everything in their personal life.
They don't want to pay that much in taxes.
They don't want to pay taxes. Right. We can look at 12 months or 24 months of their personal bank statements or business bank statements, add up those deposits, take a percentage for expenses, and call that income. And you can buy a house or refinance your house doing that, self-employed. There isn't the traditional stated income like there used to be in the old days, at least outside of the private money sphere. But you can, as long as you are actually putting money in the bank, you can qualify.
But here's the funny thing is, you know, and most CPAs will tell their clients, if you don't report income, it's tax fraud.
Yeah.
You know, writing off extra expenses could be potentially, well, maybe it's deductible, maybe it's not. Well, if you have those deposits in your bank statement and you're not reporting them and their income, then you're really opening up yourself for potential IRS fraud.
Yeah, I'm not pretending to give any sort of tax advice.
I know you're not. You're just saying basically, look, the facts are, if it's in on a bank statement, we can use it.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of times these programs are structured in that it's an ease of qualification. You don't want to find and explain your tax returns. Maybe they have good numbers on there, but you want to do it a different way. So,
do you always ask for tax returns?
No. You know, if a borrower comes to us and says, I've heard of your bank statement qualification program, I want to qualify that way, then that's what we're going to let them do.
And what are the kind of rates that you're seeing for these guys?
You're generally in the high fives, low sixes. Not terrible, but not certainly, you know, threes that we were talking about before. Another great program, and it's a newer one, is an investor cash flow program. So somebody owns a rental property. As long as the rent exceeds the principal, interest, tax, and insurance of the property, they can get a loan. In that case, we don't look at tax returns. We don't look at bank statements. We don't look at the overall debt to income. It's purely based on that property. So that would be investment properties only, but you can get a loan as long as it cash flows.
And how long does the rent have to be shown? I mean, if you
current rent. Current rent.
Oh, just current rent.
Current rent, and the appraiser is going to go out there and give us an opinion of market rent. So we're going to use the lower of market rent or the actual rent on the property.
Even a month-to-month rental is fine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And how long are these loans for?
These are 30-year fixed mortgages. Yeah. You can also do ARMs. Oftentimes people are, you know, 5-year, 7-year ARMs.
Can they do legs?
No.
No, just ARMs.
No, no legs.
We'll start a new program, lending program. 7-1 leg.
Yeah.
But just have to come up with
lending extra good.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, yeah. Better go copyright
or
that.
Or Guido comes and breaks your legs.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like the old ninja loans. No income, no asset or job.
All right. Tell you what, let's stay with us. We're going to move over to Nam here. Nam, we actually got an email for you that says, why is there a minimum hold time in your fund? So kind of you have to kind of backtrack because this person has obviously heard us before.
Yeah, so we're, they're referring to the Pacific Private Money Fund, which is our mortgage debt fund. It's made up currently of about $50 million in loans, about 80 loans in the portfolio. We're private lenders, and the question it relates to when you're an investor in the fund, there's three requirements. One is how long do I have to stay in or what's the minimum hold period, and that's 12 months. The reason, and by regulation, there's a minimum. It used to be for us 24 months, but by regulation, you can't have a hold period below 12 months. So we don't want people treating it like a, you know, like an ATM.
Yeah.
But after a year, you can redeem your investment and just let us know. And redemptions usually are honored on a first come. Well, they're honored on a first come first served basis. We just have to have the liquidity. Typically, it's about 2 to 6 weeks or 2 to 4 weeks, excuse me, to redeem your investment.
So it's more a matter of regulation as to why there's a 1 year hold rather than you know, you guys just putting that on there like to just invent it.
Right, and we don't want people who are going to invest only for 3 months and then pull their investment out. And also, the interesting thing is we have very few people who redeem after 12 months. I mean, they're getting a return of 7.5% to 7.75% return on an annualized basis. So they're really, you know, you're not getting very many returns like that in other investment types. So okay.
Well, we have a little time. So give us a deal of the week because people, if they're listening for the first time, I know people have heard us talk about this before, but first-time listeners are going to say, oh, wait, did I just hear him say they can pay 7.5%?
Yeah, I was just thinking that, too.
Yeah, how are you paying 7.5%?
Wait, I can borrow at 3.5% against my house and get 7.5%?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you encourage people to borrow on their house.
No, we would never say that.
No.
So why do people come to us? So there's a lot of different reasons, and this particular deal of the week, and I think you have one, too, right?
I do, yes.
Okay. So on this one, we do loans which we call cross-collateralization, where somebody wants to borrow money on a purchase, to purchase a home, but their income is, or their equity is tied up in another residence. So we do what's called cross-collateralization. We're taking the equity that they have in the home that they own, using that towards collateral for the purchase. Okay. So that's a common one we do, where many banks don't do that.
Okay.
The other part of it, though, is that actually they already have a first and second loan on the departing residence.
Okay.
And we're actually going to do a third.
Holy smokes, third mortgage.
So you'd say, why would you do a third? And a lot of people go, geez, a third, aren't you really at risk? But the combined loan to value on these three loans is less than 50%.
Wow, okay.
So it's one where, for us, it's kind of a no-brainer. Plus, they're planning to sell it.
Yeah.
So we're going to exit the loan within probably like 6 months. So.
And a lot of these cross-collateralization programs, they're going to want to replace the first and second mortgage and you potentially have a higher interest rate. So it sounds like you can come in as a third, which is an amazing option for anybody out there looking to buy a home before selling their last home.
Exactly. Yep. And then with such a low loan-to-value, your company's not really that
Yeah,
that
we don't have a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that loan. And it should be closing in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Good stuff. How do people get a hold of you, my friend?
They can call us at 415-883-2150 or go to www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
All right. And when we come back, it's not a deal of the week, but it's an interesting story of the week.
Mm.
And it has to do with someone, the question comes up all the time, well, gosh, what happens if someone doesn't pay? Well, you file a notice of default. Well, what happens after that? What else can happen? They could file bankruptcy. Well, oh my gosh, that's terrible. Well, yeah, for temporarily. So, audience, stay tuned. You're going to hear
that's intriguing.
Yeah, you're going to hear the story on that one. Okay. Our third science question is, how many kilograms are there in a metric ton? All right. Call 888-912-1190 to answer this question and be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that $100 tanning certificate or tanning certificate that's worth $100 worth of services. How many kilograms are there in a metric ton? All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to come right back. You're not going to want to miss this story.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Last time for today. Well, actually, not the last time. The next segment will be the last time. Last time for today. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Hello. Money and Dane Moeller of Primary Residential Mortgage.
Here I am.
I got that. All right. Third trivia question. How many kilograms are there in a metric ton?
I'm going 900.
300.
1,000 kilograms. It was a non-trick question, I guess. All right. So I got a story, Ode a Week. So there was a loan that I did a few years ago. And the guy was paying like clockwork. And then in June of 2018, he stopped making payments. Well, you don't foreclose right away. You know, you give him some time. Well, I gave him a month, you know, and then he gave an excuse of, well, I'm working on something. I promise to pay. I'm really trying hard. And the guy was actually a fairly honest guy. Didn't pay. Went another month. Didn't pay. Finally, I said, hey, guy, I'm going to have to file a notice of default. Oh, yeah, I know. So I filed notice of default. So now, technically, it's 3 months and 21 days until I can go to foreclosure. So we're stretching this thing out now pretty much close to 6 months. All the while, I'm earning accrued interest plus late fees. No default interest because it's primary residence. But, you know, I mean, it was very well secured, in my opinion. And then sure enough, literally 3 days before foreclosure, for the actual sale, he files bankruptcy.
Of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, he's got to protect himself. So, okay, you made no hard feelings, but you got to do what you got to do. So he stretches this thing out, and he's got some all crazy plan he wants to show the trustee, who basically looks at it and says, yeah, no, that's not going to work. Why aren't you selling the property? Oh, I am. I'm hiring a broker and ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, he stretches this thing out and stretches it out. And now it's been 14 months since I got a payment.
Wow.
Okay? It's accruing all of this interest plus the late fees. So now we're down to the wire again, where the judge / trustee is basically saying, okay, that's it. You come to the end of your rope, and we're going to go to sale. So I actually get a call from him. I didn't do any communication with him, but finally he called me, and he said, I got a plan. And I go, what's your plan? he says, I'm going to borrow money from a friend, and I'm going to make up all of the past late fees and interest and prepay 2 months' worth in the future. Now, my loan is technically due. So he said, you can even keep your foreclosure notice active. So it's not like I have to start all over again because I've accepted payments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was a loan that didn't come due for another few years, basically I'd have to start all over again.
Sure.
I said, someone's going to lend you that kind of money? And he goes, yeah, oh, yeah, he's a friend, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So he says, just all I want is 2 months. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to transfer the property to my mother. And she's old. She's an old lady. And she's going to qualify for a reverse mortgage, lump sum, which will be enough to pay you. And, oh, by the way, I have IRS liens on the property, okay, which are behind me. Mm-hmm. Okay. And at first I was thinking, I don't know about this. And then I started realizing, I go, you know what? actually, if I get money now from the guy, I'm less at risk. Mm-hmm. And if his plan doesn't work in 2 months, boom, I'll be right back at the foreclosure.
Right. Yeah. And you will have caught up.
And I'll have caught up. Exactly. And yeah. And the thing is, I mean, I can't stop him from filing another bankruptcy, different chapter, let's say. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I looked at it and I said, you know what? This actually is, he's actually got a pretty darn good plan. I think it's a great plan for the reverse mortgage, and mm-hmm. it's a great plan that he's coming up with all this money.
Sure.
And so yeah. I'm thinking, well, okay, listen, I'm going to go guns a-blazing until you actually write that check.
Right.
And it's got to be a wire, right? Well, he didn't do a wire. However, because he banked at the same bank, he just transferred the money.
Wow.
And the
wow.
bank cleared it. And I go, wait a minute, this actually worked, right? So the moral of the story, basically, for me to tell the audience is, although I was inconvenienced for 14 months, mm-hmm. right, I earned over 9% interest on this loan, plus an extra 5% of penalty on the payment. So mm-hmm. whatever that is, I guess that works out to be like 9.25% or whatever it is. And I still have the right to foreclose at some point if he doesn't pay me off in a couple of months. And there's lots and lots of equity where if I actually do have to foreclose, I could potentially make a boatload of money.
Nice.
So it's not risk-free. and had I, like, I guess for I would, my advice to be to somebody who would be looking at something like this, excuse me.
while you're getting your breath back, during that time, it's two of my birthdays have passed and one Christmas, so there's a backlog of gifts that I'm going to be hitting you up for,
boy,
Mr.
That
Brown.
Hurt. No, the moral of the story here is if that money was going to be, and I'm not crying, audience, but I swallowed something back then.
It's touching.
Is that if this was money that I absolutely had to live on?
Yeah.
If he didn't make the payment, and I got 14 months of no payment, that would be in a world of hurt.
Right.
But this is the reason why you diversify.
Absolutely.
Which is also why people go into the fund.
Yeah. Exactly. People who we have two kinds of investors: those who are trusted investors, like Edward just described with his scenario, and then we have those who are invested in the fund. And increasingly, many of our trusted investors are saying, you know what, I'm tired of chasing individual loans or having to manage when a borrower goes into default. So we're seeing many of our investors, they see the returns of the fund and they're lower than what they're earning on a trustee investor because they're not paying us to manage, right? They're managing it themselves. But saying, you know what? I'd rather get sleep well at night, not worrying about my portfolio, my few loans that I make to a couple of investors or borrowers, excuse me. I don't want to lose sleep at night trying to, worrying about whether or not they're going to pay. So they invest in our fund, which is diversified. And we have people in the fund too, borrowers who default and whose properties, unfortunately, in some cases, we have to take back and sell. But that's our job to manage. And we want our investors to know that, we're making the lending decision. We're doing the workouts with the buyers, borrowers. And in the worst case scenarios, if we have to take the property back and deal with somebody who would file bankruptcy, that's what we do. So,
now, if you take a property back or you foreclose in this scenario, now you hear the courthouse steps commonly used. Is that the process?
That actually is. It's like the old Wild West.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's kind of interesting because the IRS has a lien that is recorded, but it's behind me.
Yeah.
So if I were to foreclose, I would wipe out the IRS temporarily, but they have 120 days to redeem. So I can't do anything with the property for 120 days while the IRS ponders whether or not they want to pay me off. Or
so they can buy you out from second position.
From their second position to correct. And they'll pay me 6% interest while I'm waiting.
Really?
For that four-month period. Because it'd be kind of unfair to say, yeah, Mr. Brown, we're going to think about this for 4 months and I get nothing. But I don't get the note rate. I only get 6% interest. Sometimes they'll just go ahead and just say, nah, it's not worth it. We're going to just wipe our lien off.
Interesting.
And in other cases, they'll say, yeah, no, we know this property pretty well. We're going to pay you off, Mr. Brown, or you can pay us and keep the property. That's the other thing they can do.
Hmm.
All right. Let's see here. We have just about 15 seconds. Again, Nam, give out your information if people are interested in investing with
Yeah. So our phone number at Pacific Private Money is 415-883-2150. Or you can go to our website, which is www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have some closing comments here on The Best of Investing. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today. Really, this is the last time for today. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and Dane Moeller. We didn't have a trivia question, but you wanted to ask Dane about default rates.
Yeah. You know, on the show, we often talk about, obviously, we're Pacific Private Money, and people ask, you know, what's the default rate of people who borrow on private money? And we've had a number of mortgage professionals on, but I don't think we've asked that question in a while. So, Dane, in terms of in the conventional world, what's the default rate that you see across the industry? And I don't know if you know the stats compared to when, you know, the recession, the Great Recession. It would be interesting to know what it was back then versus what it is today.
Yeah, I do actually know some of those numbers. You know, these days people have a lot of options with rising equity to sell their home if they're facing default, which back in 2007, 8, 9 was not necessarily the option. People were going to short sales or foreclosures because they were upside down. And in that time period on conventional loans, you're looking around 7% default rate at the highest, which these are conventional loans, you know, people who didn't, you know, not VA or not private money or FHA, this is conventional. And that's down now under 1% or just about.
Just about 1%.
Yeah, just about 1%.
Well, everyone's employed now.
That's part of it. But I think, you know, even for people who, you know, have life circumstances where they can no longer pay the mortgage, they can sell their home generally and get some equity out and move on.
That and in combination with, you know, the tighter lending environment for the last several years. The people who have mortgages now or were able to get them are people who could afford them.
Absolutely. And also, the interest rates are lower.
Right.
You know, you're going to default more on a 10% interest rate.
It depends on your debt-to-income requirements. 10% or 1%, if you're lending somebody at the maximum, that's the maximum they can afford, you know. So it doesn't matter what the rate is. It matters what the payment is as opposed to their income. And, and to Nam's point, it has gotten tighter, and it was much tighter right after that time period. For good reason.
I forgot to tell you, we never contradict the host on the show. I'm just kidding.
I mean, as long as you're right 100% of the time.
Right, exactly. No, but I'm thinking that if it's a 10%, you're going to have generally a higher payment in general. And, and people, you know, if they see their interest rates are 1 or 2%, you're going to fight a lot harder. because you don't want to lose that interest rate.
Yeah,
if
I think people fight harder for the equity. You know, if they don't have equity in their home, you know, you don't go to the grocery store and spend your interest rate. You know, you spend the money.
Left over. No, that's a good point. I mean, but that's if you're upside down.
Yeah, and I think you are right though. I mean, you wouldn't want to.
Thank you.
You wouldn't want to sell if you had a 1% interest and have to go buy somewhere else at 5%.
That's right.
So
there's my point. So you just made my point for me. Thank you very much. We're gonna have to have you on back again. You're excellent. Excellent.
Yes. For the listeners, though, there was almost blows. It almost came close.
Well, it makes for good radio, though. Yeah.
Makes for even better television, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's right. So we are recording this for CMCM-TV. For those who don't know, that's our local.
They'll be disappointed, though. We never got close to getting to blows.
Yeah. No, that's why I have a big desk. We can't reach each other. No, Dane's a good guy. Dane, again, how do people get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of me is to email me at DMOLER. DMoller@primeres.com, or you can go to primary residential SF. So spelled out primary residential and then the letters SF.com. That's our website. Phone number here at the local San Rafael office is 415-870-2752.
I like the prime res. You know, it's a nice little easy, easy thing to remember.
Yeah.
And Nam, how do people get a hold of you if they're interested in earning how much? What interest rate are you guys paying on the fund right now?
About 7.5%.
7.5%. Yeah. And you pay that monthly.
Yes.
I mean, not 7.5% per month. That'd be 90%. But 7.5%.
You know, I'll tell you, I think somebody got their first distribution and they're like, I thought this was paying 7%. I'm like, it's annualized or 7.5%. And they spelled that out in the email and didn't get a reply back.
So no, or maybe they were in for, you know, 4 days or something.
Yeah.
Right, because it is partial. And they go, well, I didn't get it. Yeah, but you weren't in for a whole month. All right. Okay, guys, we're going to cut out for today. We got our thoughts for the day here. Ever realize that the object of golf is to play the least amount of golf?
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Huh?
Trying to get the lowest score. And you can't leave footprints in the sand of time if you're sitting on your tushy. So get off your... I won't fill in the blank there. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.